Kissing his girl.
Okay. And when girls stop letting the boy come over to see you, you say she
ran him off.
Okay. Any other ways of saying that?
Broke up with him. Quit seeing him. What's it called?
You said he asked her to marry him, but she
turned him down.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she
broke it off.
And if she didn't turn him down, you said they went ahead and got
married.
Any joking ways of saying that?
Hitched. Tied. Not at all.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom.
The best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride.
The matron of honor or maid of honor.
And then you have several.
Bridesmaids.
And a long time ago, after wedding, people in the community would come around that house and make a lot of noise.
Chivalry.
Okay. Do you remember hearing about those around here?
They didn't do that too much, you know, in the last, as long as I can remember.
But you heard your mother or grandmother?
Yeah, I've heard them say, you know, they've heard of people doing it. They used to, around here, it was a big thing to chase the bride and groom in your car. You know, they'd be in their car going off on their honeymoon, and everybody from the wedding party would be chasing them. It's very dangerous. People used to crack up, you know, and get killed and stuff. It's not a very good custom.
How would you use the words up, down, and over, talking about location?
Something is up if you can point up to it, or something's down if you can point down to it, or something is over somewhere if you go sideways, I guess.
What about cities? Where would you go up to?
Up to San Antonio. Up to Dallas. Up to Houston.
What about over?
Go over to Mexico. That's really down. Down to Mexico. might go over to Padre Island.
Mm-hmm.
Or might go over to Robstown, which is kind of, or over to Alice.
What about down?
Down would probably be down to the valley or down to Mexico.
Mm-hmm. You said he doesn't live here. He lives, what, the street he lives?
Up the street or down the street.
Which is which?
Depends on whether he lives to the north or the south of you, I guess.
Uh-huh. North is up?
Yeah, south is down.
And say there was some trouble at a party, you say the police came and they didn't arrest you. One or two
off.
They arrested
them. They hauled them all away.
They arrested the...
The whole group of them, the whole bunch of them.
Any other terms besides group or bunch?
The whole gang.
And when young people go out in the evening and move around the floor to music, do you call that a
dance?
And children get out of school at 4 o'clock. You say 4 o'clock school
is out.
And after vacation, children would ask, when does school
start again?
And the child left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day. You say she
played hooky, skipped.
And is that the same thing?
Yeah.
And you go to school to get
an education.
And after kindergarten, you go into the
first grade.
And after high school, you go to
college.
And you say years ago, children sat on benches in school, but now they sit at
desk.
And each child has his own
desk.
And if you want to check out a book, you go to the
library.
And to mail a package.
The post office.
And you stay overnight in a strange town at a
motel or a hotel.
And you see a play or a movie.
At a theater.
And if you have to have an operation, you go to the
hospital.
And the woman they look after.
The nurse.
And you catch a train at the
depot.
Or you could call that the
train station.
Or the
railroad station.